We're talking about Beecher Owens from the Oklahoma FFA state officer team. Beecher, you and the rest of the officer team have been busy here in Indianapolis, 2017 National FFA Convention and Expo. But let's back up before we talk about the expo and the convention. Let's talk a little bit about your moving into an officer position here back in the spring of this year. What got you interested in being a state officer for Oklahoma FFA?
Well, my family, we've always been involved with agriculture. I've been born and raised on a pumpkin and Christmas tree farm just west of Tulsa. And my ag teacher, he had a big impact. He was my brother's ag teacher back when he graduated in 2003. And we've always had a connection with him, with my family. And when I came into his classroom my freshman year, we just hit the ground running. You know, we started getting into what FFA has to offer. About my junior year, I was able to experience some success with proficiencies and some other things within FFA. And senior year, you know, I started seeing that, what really am I wanting to do after high school, you know, as far as my career. And one of the best options there was state office because it, you know, read directly with, agriculture and getting maybe a degree in agribusiness or ag communications and, it worked out and here we are.
The idea that you're from not a traditional agriculture production facility or farm ranch in the state of Oklahoma, that's kind of intriguing in a lot of ways. You've had a chance to interact with the public a lot more than maybe a typical wheat producer or cattle producer.
Yes, sir. Yeah. My family's agritourism operation, I love it. It's something after graduating college I really want to return to at least part-time, and then later in life eventually go full-time with it. Our goal right now is to turn it into more of a year-round operation and use it as just a platform to educate the public about agriculture because, you know, I believe that's one of the most important things as far as, you know, having our strong industry is just having the public on our side.
You're officer of the Oklahoma FFA Association this year. This is kind of the halfway point, the national convention in Indianapolis. You started back in the May time period. You're going to be winding around very quickly into the new year and starting that planning for the next convention before you know it, as far as the state convention is concerned. But what's your year been like thus far as an Oklahoma FFA officer?
Well, as you know, we got elected in May. We went through all of our training and getting everything ready for the summer camp. We got through alumni camp. It was a success. Over 1,600 Oklahoma FFA students impacted at that camp. We moved on. We went to each area in the state of Oklahoma and did our chapter officer leadership training. There we were able to pretty much touch base with every chapter in the state, which is, I believe, 359 chapters. And then we started preparing for national convention. So we got here on Monday, and we've just been doing the delegate work on the committees. I've been serving on the communications committee, and we got that committee report approved and ran through. And now we're just preparing for the next sessions, and hopefully we'll hear some good news about our national officer candidate, Piper Merritt.
You betcha. What maybe in your mind, as you've served about 5 or 6 months so far as a state officer, what's been your favorite maybe memory to this point?
My favorite memory to this point, it would have to be the small groups during alumni camp. We have 4 sessions of alumni camp. And each session is basically 3.5 days with about 400 students. And we have close to just under 40 small group leaders that lead a group of students, usually about 13 or 14 students. And those 4 sessions were just amazing. You know, I got to connect with students on a personal level, got to hear their story, and we just able to build off each other and really get to know and understand what this organization is about. And it was just, it was so fulfilling just to be there those 4 sessions.
What's FFA really meant to you, Beecher?
FFA, it's more than an organization. It really is. Ever since my freshman year, it's become more of a family each and every day. Just getting to know so many people in this organization who are passionate about it. You know, it's not just like, you know, I hate to put it above, you know, other industries or other organizations, but it's not just a job. It's not just something you go to get a task done. It's a family. You know, you get to know people on a personal level, and you know, if something goes wrong, you help them with that. You know, if you know someone needs assistance or someone's struggling, you help them, and vice versa. So it's a family. It really is.